from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Here we go. It's hour one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day as we're off and running. The NFL season just over 5 hours away from being underway. General Ledger, service salute to you. Congratulations. You made it back to the start of the NFL season.
Football. We did it.
We're back.
Let's go.
These nosebleed boys are fired up.
Woo!
More than anybody I think I've seen. But it's a big one. The NFL doing it right tonight. Chiefs, Ravens. That'll get you fired up.
I mean, the entire slate of action. We got an AFC Championship game rematch. Derrick Henry added to Baltimore now. You got Xavier Worthy, Texas Longhorn, who's probably going to end up being a big-time playmaker tonight for the Chiefs. They don't have Hollywood Brown. Rashee Rice of SMU. No suspension for you, sir. No suspension. So you get to continue the party. Chris Jones is playing. Didn't play a year ago this time. And then tomorrow in Brazil, the Eagles and the Packers, two teams that also have very, very high aspirations.
Incredible. Three out of the next 4 days, terrific NFL matchups to look forward to. That's Wolchuk. Of course, Chiafalo, Brian Broaddus, Lucius Alexander was in the Pimp Cup over there at Master Control. You have Carter Freeman coordinating your video. And it's a big Thursday here in the nation. We'll get Eric Kendrick's thoughts. The new Cowboys starting linebacker with us at 5:20, Cowboys player show. Lights out, Sean Merriman is going to join us at 4:20 to talk NFL week one. And we're going like across the field or something, aren't we, at 4 o'clock with the Browns rider?
Behind enemy lines.
Behind enemy
with Daryl
lines,
Ryder, right. Ryder.
Across
believe
the field.
It,
like
believe
that,
it's Ryder. Ryder.
Ryder, Ryder?
Ryder, Ryder, Ryder. Ryder.
Yeah. What were you trying to say?
That.
He knew
across
it.
The field?
I knew what he meant.
Lines.
It was like telepathic.
Yeah. Yeah, we're doing something there.
Dun, 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 dun. Across the field with Gavin Dawson.
It's a new segment.
G-Bag of the day coming dun, up dun, here.
Dun.
See, what he's going to do is he's going to walk from here to there.
That's what the Cincinnati Bengals do every day for practice.
Yeah. I can't believe the Bengals have to walk across a main street. They got to have like a.
With
they got to have
cleats on?
They got to have a cross guard and everything with their cleats on, professional athletes like jogging from the high school over to where the actual football field
that
is.
That button on the lamppost.
Yeah, like waiting.
Cars yeah, we're clear.
Are just blowing by.
So good.
Speaking of like things that happen, like for sporting events and things, did you see the girl for the soccer team, the professional soccer team that was throwing out the first pitch and hurt her knee?
Yeah, she got banged up.
That's too bad.
I didn't see this. I saw.
She threw out, she was throwing it. Was it for the Angels?
Oh, no.
This is the problem with being like a single sport athlete, man.
She was, yeah, their team was getting honored. She was an Olympic athlete, Olympic soccer player. And she's throwing out the pitch. They announce her and she wrecks her knee throwing and she's out for the year for her team.
Oh, that's too bad.
Gosh. Oh, that was a season ender.
That
huh?
was a season ender. Like the coach was basically addressing the media and says, "Yeah, we've lost her for the year. It's one of those unfortunate things."
One of those unfortunate.
She was throwing out the first pitch and got her knee wrecked.
Oh, that's too bad.
That's crazy. Why couldn't it have just been Ludacris last night? You know what I mean? He could
Last night was an epic night for first pick. Like, Jesse
How did he balance that ball like that, though?
How did he balance
that ball? Like, the big hands that he's wearing, the big shoes, is nuts. But Jesse Rivera, I think, won the night with the flip and an awesome pitch.
Yeah. Aerial, I believe it was an aerial. And she got it right down the middle.
Nuts, dude.
Come on, man. There's other people that throw it way over here to the side bleachers or whatever. My man, like, Ariel then got it right down the middle.
She crushed it.
Oh.
Yeah, this is Spirit rookie midfielder and U.S. women's gold medalist, Croy Bethune. Yeah. Torn meniscus.
Could she have invented a new pitch?
Her name's Croy?
Like, are guys going to start trying this? A little Ariel before ripping it down the...
I think Simone Biles did that. I think she did a flip. She did a flip and then
threw
the ball. Yeah.
The more you can dress it up, the better, I always say, you know, with those first pitches, because you're most likely not going to throw a 90-mile-an-hour fastball, right? So what else can you do?
Well, I'd say speak for yourself.
If you don't throw it perfectly.
Yeah.
I ever tell you about the time Abby threw a perfect first pitch, 5 years old?
I heard it. Yeah, I remember.
For a couple of days.
Yeah,
this makes sense now.
Yeah.
You got a very strict eye on the pitchers.
Absolutely.
At five.
Yes, sir. Okay, Kansas City, 3-point home favorite tonight. I can't wait to see how good they are compared to last year. What do you guys say?
Much better.
Is this wire to wire? And do you also look at Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs as kind of like a proxy home football team, like your AFC team? Light it up in text. Do you look at the Chiefs the same way I do? Like, Mahomes is a Dallas guy. He's a Texas guy. You know, he likes to hang out here. I like to pull for his football team.
Well, and outside of the Cowboys, like, if the Chiefs are on, that's when, okay, my wife is open to joining me to watch the game because she's a Tech alum. So all Texas Tech Red Raiders also claim Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah,
so they're rooting for Mahomes. So, yeah, I think there is some of that. He is just so much fun to watch. And Andy Reid offense, I was so damn happy when he left the Eagles because I've always admired the way, like, screen games, you're always going to have an incredible screen game. But I think their biggest weakness last year was clearly the receiving core. That's now something that they attacked aggressively in the offseason, and it's much better. You won't see Hollywood Brown tonight. He's hurt. But Xavier Worthy, I think, can be electrifying in that offense. The offensive line, we'll see what happens with Kingsley Suamataia, the rookie from BYU. But we were fans of his in the draft. I mean, he's a mammoth human being, and we've seen them shuffle and be able to get production from a variety of different offensive tackles. So I think L'Jarius Sneed, losing him, that's kind of a big question mark, but they've still got Trent McDuffie, and they just seem like they've always got somebody to be able to plug in there in Spags' defense. So, yeah, I think this is going to be a much more dominant regular season for Kansas City than it was last year.
How about year 7 for Lamar Jackson? Are you still considering this guy can join the elites and lead his football team? Do you think it's got to happen soon? Has that ship already sailed?
I think you're definitely... Your process is expedited in terms of how long you have when you're a guy who runs around the way he does and leaning on the athleticism the way he does. So I think, yes, it's sooner rather than later for him. And you can say a little bit with Josh Allen as well with the way he likes to run around and things like that. So, the jury's still out. There's no reason to have faith that he's actually going to get it done when it matters, when the defense has become super, super legit. And now everything starts to become, hey, can you win with your arm? And oftentimes, can you win from the pocket? And it's not been something he's been able to do. So you'll doubt it until you see it come postseason time.
Yeah. No, it won't be a big surprise if he can get it done tonight. But yeah, in January, ultimately, is when he's got to get it done now with a 2-4 postseason record. Update on Dak. It appears the Diana Russini story is just opposite.
Yeah, the national media doesn't seem like they got a pulse on this one.
No, they don't. I think Clarence Hill's done a really good job of some reporting for that and kind of getting an idea. Those guys and gals that visit that locker room have access and opportunities that a lot of the national media don't. And so maybe you're getting some stuff second or third hand, but if you have the ability to walk in there and ask a question or two, you might get the answer you're looking for. And I think that, like, Chill, him, Todd Archer, John Machota, others that walk in there, do a really good job with that. And I think they have an understanding. We haven't heard a whole lot from the guys and gals that go in that room. It seems it's always been the national folk.
Mm-hmm.
But the question I wanted to know is, was it really true that the Cowboys were looking for short years? And was Dak looking for long years? And, you know, it seems like that was not...
Her report was right that it was just the time period that's off.
Yeah. Well,
the amount of years that's off.
The amount of years.
Yeah.
That's the thing about it.
She flipped it.
Yeah.
The Cowboys want the long years.
They want
so
the
they can
years.
Use the voidables and stretch the money out. Dak's like, no, I'm good with a 3-4 year deal.
That's what surprised me about the whole thing was that Dak would really looking for long years, and that's not the case.
It didn't make the most sense.
No, and see, the Dallas has got to think about not only Dak long years, they got to think about the fact they've got others that they're going to have to sign.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they go short, then that's going to put Dak back at the table again with them having to like, okay, now they have to sign Tyler Smith to an extension. Oh, here's
Deron Bland.
Here's Bland.
But this
here's
is just
Carson.
Like it was 4 years ago where the Cowboys wanted to go long, Dak wanted to go short,
right.
And right up at the deadline, the Cowboys agreed to go short. So don't you expect the same thing to happen by Sunday?
You know what? I would not be surprised if Eric and I are doing the pregame show and then we get a report from Jay Glazer that says that Dak Prescott signed. It wouldn't surprise me one bit.
I agree. I mean, I think educated guess right now, I think this thing's done by kickoff on Sunday unless Dak just says, I'm going to wait this out.
That might be. I know that Nick Harris was on this morning with the morning guys, and he was saying that he would be shocked if Dak would sign early now.
Yeah. I think it's Dak. Dak's not the one that is very aggressive in getting this done. I think the Cowboys want this done.
Yeah.
Okay, so stay tuned. You know, I think something could happen today, tomorrow, definitely Saturday, Sunday. I think ultimately there is enough money on the table. If you're going to make him the top paid quarterback in the NFL, there's enough incentive to do it now if ultimately this is where you want to stay. You know, if you want to potentially leave and maximize your payday, put another season of injury risk out there, bet on yourself again. I could see that for a lot of situations, but if you put roots down at this level and understand the value of being Cowboys quarterback ultimately, you know, the only reason you would leave is if you're just disgusted by the lack of winning and the coaching situation.
Or maybe the situation where he wakes up every day and he's having to take the arrow for something that, you know, 12 wins and it's still not good enough. And I know the playoffs and the Super Bowl and all that's It's huge, but there's a lot of great quarterbacks that have never won the Super Bowl. I think the thing with Dallas trying to go long here, too, by the way, I think they want to stagger some of these contracts. You know, that's been a little bit of a problem for them, where the contracts have seemed to have come all at the same time. So maybe that's why, you're looking for better financial flexibility, but maybe stagger some of these deals you got going forward. If he keeps coming back to the table when other big-time players are up for contracts, that doesn't do them any good. So I think they're looking for a little stagger here right now if they can.
Rangers and Angels going to get underway tonight. Our guy Cody Bradford on the hill at about 7:05, pregame coming up at 6:30. Coming off a nice little win over the Yankees, 10-6, the final 14 hits. Our guy Bang Bang was 3 of 4 with 2 ribbies.
What a great defensive
man,
play.
Saved the game again.
Jeez. Clutch gene offensively and defensively.
Stud. Unbelievable what he's doing. And now you take a series from the Yankees. I mean, at this point in the season, that's beautiful to see. I mean, try and just play a little spoiler right here.
Yeah. Build momentum. Show that you can get this done. Rangers are 6 games from .500. I think, you know, ultimately that could be your goal. Jack Leiter's next start will be Saturday. It's become quite the topic. Does Jared attacking me over his last start make you more likely to watch his next game? TruckWreck.com fan text is open at 877-881-1053. I know I'm anxious to see, you know, but I'm not rooting against him, and I'm not necessarily picking that he's going to be bad for his career. I just said he struggled. You know, that's really all I said on
Tuesday. So did you say you went back and watched the extended highlight from the game?
Yeah.
And you still same feelings?
Yeah, I was surprised. I would like to ask Jared what was so encouraging about that, you know, to give up 7 hits in the 21 batters that you faced. And so many of the outs that he got were ground balls.
Hard hit balls were
right in the middle of the plate.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, oh, okay, that's going to be a double play. Oh, and two, like, at the wall, you know, that one, I think Judge got, I forget the other one that was hit, but, you know, there were some really hard hit baseballs. So I would ask,
Volpe.
Yeah.
Volpe almost donged on him.
Which is his buddy.
Yeah, and the play-by-play crew jokes that, it's your buddy, so you tell him, I'm going to challenge you right down the middle of the plate, you know? And, the play-by-play crew is making a joke out of it. It's like, okay, well, like almost all of his outs were right down the middle of the plate. They just didn't, you know, get hit into a gap.
He even admitted it, though. He remember when he was on with us, he talked about, he goes, I thought I missed high. Yeah. The guy still, judge still hammered it. He goes, man, he goes, I went and looked at it. And I didn't miss high enough. You know, they talk about expanded strike zones and stuff. So those are the things he's going to have to get used to.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's a little, like you said, it's a little different playing Salt Lake City and Peoria and places like that as the Yankees and the Orioles and teams like he's.
Well, and also no walks, right, in that game. That walks have been a big time issue. So that, I think, was a step in the right direction against a lineup in the Yankees that's good and hits righties pretty hard. But, yeah, I mean, I agree overall big picture with what you said in terms of second overall pick. We were super excited about it. And at this point in his career, he has been disappointing. But the story's not written yet.
Do you think can you be a real big success as a ground ball pitcher? And is that what he projects towards?
I don't know if he projects towards that. You can be successful as a ground ball pitcher, but
you're a little bit more volatile.
You're limited at times, right? Like Martin Perez, to me, look, ground ball out kind of guy, made an all-star game. But I think, yeah, now with like how the launch angles and the velocity, and it's all about swing and miss stuff
catch
for
up
the elite
with you.
Guys.
Big day tomorrow if you don't have tickets. Elvis Andrews retiring as a Ranger. Ends his career 269, 325, 370. With 102 bombskis, 347 stolen bases. He developed some power later on in his career. Speaking of soccer, though, Alex Morgan retiring at the age of 35, the two-time World Cup champion, the Olympic gold medalist, ranks fifth in women's national team history with 123 goals. And she was left off the most recent Olympic team. She also announced she's pregnant for the second time, so congrats.
Congratulations. Hey, what did you just say? I was getting everything together in here. Did you trigger somebody out there? What did you say?
We were discussing Jack Leiter.
Is that what it was? Mike Bassett's on the telephone. Here, hold on, let me pull this up for Mike B.
Oh, sweet.
Here
let's go, Mike.
He's in the building!
Hey, Mike.
Hey, so I think a couple of the pitches that you saw down the middle that ended up being, let's say, outs.
Yeah.
He threw the ball inside effectively and knocked guys off of the plate. So you can get away at times with crap pitches after that happens. And so that's what I was impressed with. In fact, after the game, I was talking to Al about it, my former teammate, his dad. And I was like, you know what I like? And I said, I don't know. Only the person inside can tell you. Even Al doesn't know. Were those intentional good misses or were they unintentional good misses? Hmm. Because then when he threw a crappy slider in the middle of the plate, instead of the guy taking him deep or hitting a double in the gap, at times it ended up being out. So I was like, that crappy pitch was only effective because of that pitch that moved the guy's hands, that moved the guy's feet. So I'm with you. There were some out pitches that weren't great pitches, but luckily a pitch or two before he knocked the guy off of the dish, which kind of was his ability to do that. And then without being a strikeout pitcher, I don't know if he's going to be a strikeout pitcher or not, but it was encouraging in his nine previous innings in the minor leagues, he struck out 20 guys.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
So it shows, no, I'll say this, when he struck out all 11 guys in the minor leagues, I was like, hell, six of those strikeouts, major leaguers aren't going to swing at those pitches. Huh. So that's always the thing that we'll never know is it's just the level you're at, right? Triple A, I can't make them face major league hitters unless I bring them to the major leagues. And then you understand that that pitch probably won't work against most major leaguers. But you kind of have to figure that out over trial and error. And sometimes guys figure it out. Sometimes guys like me never figure it out. But I was like, the pitches down the middle, you're correct. And there are a couple balls, Volpe and Judge, who like almost got him. And that game can change tremendously. And then the last thing is, Bochy made a major mistake. And the reason I know he made a major mistake and I can back it up is the next night, Andrew Heaney, who has an under 4 ERA, who hasn't given up a run in the sixth inning with less than 80 pitches, throws to Soto. He hits Soto intentionally, by the way.
He takes him out.
And he took him out of the game. Why didn't he, if he's not giving up any runs and he is a 10-year vet with an ERA under 4, why did he take him out and not allow him to face Judge, but he wanted Leiter to face
Judge?
Yeah,
so I'm with you because I think that was something that Boach got super criticized for. Now, CY, when we had him on, defended Boach.
Yeah.
He said he loved that he put Leiter back out there. I wonder, Mike, if it's where the Rangers are right now in the standings and they're not competing with Leiter being where he is in his career. This is a learning type of moment. They said, you know what? Go back out there. Let's see what happens.
I think that's a bad decision because you got to give the kid confidence. And if you take him out after five innings, now you're like, hey, great job, way to go. That's a great five innings. He's never pitched a fifth a day in his life, which is crazy. They're doing it wrong in the minor leagues. All organizations are. But I would just say that doesn't make any sense to me, except I didn't have a guy ready. I was sitting next to Madison, who I was working with on the post-game show. And as the sixth inning was starting, before he even threw a pitch, I said, Boats should have a guy up, because if this thing gets out of hand with one or two batters, Leiter doesn't need to be facing Soto and Judge for a third time with guys on base. And by the time it happened so quickly. By the time Chase Anderson was ready, it was second and third, and one run was in with nobody out. Mm. And I will say, Boach has managed most of his life without a pitch clock. The game moves a lot faster now, and I think at times the game will move fast on Boach, where he's like, crap, my guy's not ready yet because my guy's already throwing four pitches in 30 seconds, and it used to be four pitches in a minute and a half.
Mm. Well, great stuff, man. Appreciate your insights. Yeah. We got to run. We'll catch up with you tomorrow. There he goes. I love that. You earn the ability maybe to get away with that one in the middle of the plate if you're doing your job going inside and setting up the hitter. G-Bag of the Day is coming up at 2:30. Can we squeeze out an NFL true or fart next, Wolchuk?
Yeah, let's do it. We got some bold predictions when it comes to your Dallas Cowboys season. You think it's a true or you think it's a fart? That's next in the nation.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, welcome back, G-Back Nation. Jori Epstein, USA Today, formerly of the Morning News. She's done a number of stories with Dak over the years, said in a podcast today.
She's a Dak buddy.
Dak's buddy.
She's a Dak buddy.
Good
Dak buddy.
Reporter. She said she believes that Dak is going to table conversations until the off season at this point.
Yeah.
What do you think? Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today. CarsForKids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to FrankelFirm.com. I mean, I thought if the Cowboys were willing to go to the 4 years and make him the highest paid quarterback, that would get it done.
No, I don't think
that's
so.
What you'd be talking about.
I think it's going to have to be by, like, they're making him the highest paid quarterback by a good chunk because he knows the financial opportunities that he will arrive at once he gets to the open market and free agency, and now he's being wined and dined, and there's a bidding wars, and this can go from what we're talking about 60 right now easily to 65. This could get maybe up close 70. To 70. I think that is very much so on the table. So if you are Dak and his agents, you're going, okay, yes, I can make $2 million more than the next guy, or I can wait one season and make $5 to $10 million more per year for the next guy.
Agreed.
So yeah. To me, and
it's huge money. That's $40 million over the life of a contract.
Oh yeah, it's huge money. And to be fair, like the Jory Epstein stuff, I saw this last week because it was about a week ago when she said it. So to be fair, who knows what's changed in the last week where you have Matt Pittman Meat Church saying, hey guys, we're closer than anybody thinks with Sean and RJ this week. And you have the report today where perhaps they are getting a little bit closer to getting this deal done. But I think if it's getting done, it's because the Cowboys are definitely like all in on the idea of not letting him go. And so they're willing to come up to minimum 60 per year.
That's why we've been throwing out the 60 number, because I agree. And I think the Cowboys are looking at this where it doesn't make any sense. If he leaves, we are still on the hook for $40 million in dead money next year. So the thought process of, man, it would really be nice for the fans that are out on Dak, and there's a lot of you, to go with Trey Lance or Cooper Rush or name X quarterback that you can go get via free agency, and now you can build a super team around him. The Cowboys aren't going to be able to do that financially. So that is a pipe dream that isn't a reality.
No, you got
to
move on from Dak and know that you're eating a crap year for 2025 season.
And it's exactly the same reason why they weren't able to maximize Dak on the rookie contract, because they then had dead money based on voidable years with Romo's contract that they were still paying on Romo. So for the Cowboys, I think there should be urgency to get this thing done now. And maybe they do, by the end of the week, end up saying, you know what, Dak, that $60 million number, here it is.
What do you think if it goes to next March happens? Is there any way the Cowboys decide to match anything?
I think there's a point in time where...
totally depends on what happens in the postseason, dude.
I just feel like I think some teams will just make it too difficult for them to do. I think there will be some teams that say, you know what, it's almost like the old... Let's just talk about the poison pills and things you put in the contracts where to make it where teams... And I know they're not using poison pills and stuff, but it's just, I think there's going to be a team out there that just makes it very, very difficult for Dallas to even consider to match.
Don't they want to just incrementally go up, though?
I think so.
Because if you go up 10, then everybody has to pay an extra 10. You're the most hated guy at the NFL meetings.
Yeah, there's people out there that, like I said, but there's teams out there like the Raiders. They don't give a damn. They don't care. If they give a guy $70 million to get a quarterback... And even Jerry Jones and Mark Davis are the best of friends. Yeah. But it's about the Raiders are probably going to go through another year of not being very good, and they've got to do something with that fan base out there. They've got to show that we're willing to kind of go get a quarterback. And I wouldn't be surprised. I think there's going to be a team that makes it difficult on Dallas.
It is time now for the G-Bag of the Day. Into the Pimp Cup we go. Here's Lucius.
Let's get it here.
Let's go.
Do you want an honorary this one, or are you cool with me playing this like two times a day now?
Oh, come on, bring it. I like it. I don't mind it.
That's what I'm talking about.
I don't mind it. It makes my fire burn.
That's why you get paid the big bucks, dog.
I noticed that chip on your shoulder.
You know what I mean?
It's getting bigger and bigger the second year today.
Golly, I
think there's some good challenges here today.
Golly!
Imagine my delight when I actually decided to go watch the game and realized how wrong Jared was.
He was sitting there grinning.
That's what I'm talking about.
Scout Gavin,
Lean into it. Yeah. Jared Sandler called into the G-Bad Nation with some smoke the other day. Went viral.
So we got Jared.
I think.
Yeah, Jared, he got a little.
Jared.
Smoke. Oh, he wants to get
some
spicy.
Smoke with Dawson. Yeah.
Oh, this is perfect. True. Wait. So this is true for Jared's here.
I think Buffalo might be the sixth or seventh wild card team as Jared Sandler joins us now to protect his guy, Jack Leiter, who I have been corrected, was good yesterday, giving up one run per inning pitch. Jared, good afternoon. How you doing?
Yeah, no, I was listening because I love you guys. And Dawson, I heard you the other day when you were very passive aggressive with Broadus. I know how you can be. I heard the drive-by shot there. That's cool. I was just trying to help you via text. Not sound like a total...
Okay, so you say you're trying to help me via text, Jared. This is not how you address somebody via text in the middle of a segment. Be honest. Did you watch the game? Suggesting that I was dishonest, that's where you got sideways with me, Jared, just so you know.
But did you watch the game?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so
I saw his numbers. I saw his numbers.
I understand that.
Okay.
But I was just trying to help you out, because if you watch the game, then it would be a different approach.
I mean, he was angry.
Screw you, goodbye. You stopped him from calling you a jackass.
He actually said there before I cut him off, I'm trying to help you not sound like a total dip S.
That's exactly, yeah. No, okay. That's I used the word jackass, but I knew there was another
How the guy comes at me, and then we talk on the phone later, and he's like, man, you know how much I respect you and how much I value our friendship.
That's Jared, man. It's just how he gets down. He can talk to you about anything, and it sounds like he's charging you up. Especially if you see him face-to-face, he makes a little dumb look. Like Tucker Carlson makes, you know what I mean? Like, I don't understand why the door is open. I don't understand. Is there a reason why that's open? You're like, damn, is he confronting me, bro, about this door? That's Jared.
I mean, if he wants to have an adversarial relationship, I don't want it, okay?
No, but you don't want to smoke with Jared, bro.
No.
Because it's every day. He'll never give up. I like this drop you gave me, though, right here.
Short guy
like
that.
Honest.
Be honest.
Be honest.
Be honest.
People are not a fan of how you dismounted that argument, though.
Is even one of the top Rangers prospects anymore as the number two overall pick? I guess that's my bad for having expectations too high on a guy.
No, Gavin, you're spinning this because you don't know how else to combat me other than by playing the, I guess it's my bad. You're not listening to anything I'm saying, though.
Okay, that's like, the second insult you've given me in the last 30 minutes. Screw you, Jared. Goodbye.
See ya.
Bye. There he is. There he is. There he is.
Okay, so
there he is. There he is, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Sandler. Hey, somebody tag awful announcing. Tag awful announcing. Let them know what's popping over here in Dallas.
So as far as how I ended that, it was time for the G-bag of the day.
Yeah. No,
it was 2:29:40.
Hell of a
stayed on the clock.
Some damn radio professional. GBOD.
I felt like this is a perfect way to exit this conversation here. Plus, I was unprepared for the debate, as you could clearly hear. But now I am prepared.
That's right. Call back. He didn't have the balls to call you back.
Why don't you circle back, Jay?
But I was listening. That ticked me off.
I was just wondering when the last time you were worried about the clock.
It's really just for G-Bag of the Day and LA Live.
Yeah. Let's go to Lucius. 4 minutes late.
Let me catch a
vibe. For the challengers.
Let me catch a vibe. Hold on. Let me catch a vibe. Let me catch a vibe. Oh! Times. You want to keep yourself from me. Ozzie Guillen. Baseball player, Ozzie Guillen.
Yeah.
One of the greats.
He went off on a umpire during the post game, with him and Frank Thomas.
Oh, yeah.
You seen this?
No, dude. I'm just excited. Yeah, I love Ozzie Guillen.
I couldn't keep it all because it was like 2 minutes. Maybe about a stretched out segment. I can do that. But right here, I kept the very end. This happened during the White Sox and Baltimore game. The ump was pretty bad that game, I guess. And Ozzie has a history with him, so it all came out.
And what did Wendell said say here? I'm
trying to speed the game up. I'm telling you, it's 9-0. Worst team in baseball is playing right now. Yeah, you're not going to get great calls.
Frank.
You're not going to get great calls.
Yeah, I know that.
You played this game long enough.
I know, but the guys are bad. I know the umpires, the way they were thinking, hopefully they never do think like that. Mm-hmm. One thing about it, pro to sizable. Finally, I see a manager out there. You know what? I hate that.
Wow, look what he just did there.
I hate that. Look what he's saying.
Wow, he just gave an F-bomb.
I swear to God. Yes, he did.
Wow.
He did. Major League Baseball.
He's bigger than the game.
He's bigger than anything out. Look at how fat he is. Look at how fat he is. He should be embarrassed to wear that uniform.
Okay.
Said you want an Ozzie Guillen.
Look at how fat he is. You're so fat. Your womb is so polluted.
Like the Tony Montana of baseball analysts.
I love it. The beginning of it was pretty good, too, because he told a story. It's pretty awesome. Let's see right here. yesterday was a church day. Shout out to Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes over there at Friendship West Baptist Church.
Church.
And of course, Reverend Ike, he's no longer with us. He's in that big bank vault in the sky.
On that G6 flying somewhere.
Big bank vault. It's my guy, though. Let's see right here. This pastor calls out his choir for sounding bad.
Oh.
Another pastor mad at the choir situation.
Come on, clap them hands, sir. Hey. That y'all practice and came up with.
Oh no.
That's what practice did for y'all.
They did the breaks on the music.
Holy cow. I
don't ever need to practice again if that's what it did for y'all. You can stand.
Jeez.
Y'all practicing for a sounding like that. I told y'all that's not gonna work in Jacksonville.
My bad.
And the organ is feeling vibe. Hey, he's like the sad music.
Did you hear how
the organ guy went? Yeah. He was like,
they jammed the brakes on the music, though. Listen to this part.
Hey, amen. That's what y'all practiced and came up with. That's what practice did.
Jammed the brakes on the music.
A little unfair. I didn't think it sounded that bad.
Oh man!
Can't say anything back, but I sure can jam this part of the keyboard.
He's got the honesty thing down. It's just the love and the grace and stuff like that. He needs to keep working on.
I don't know, man. Yeah. I think I'm taking off my robe right there and just kind of walking off.
You're gonna get naked and then
the
just,
robe, the robe, my choir robe, my choir robe. Yeah, I'm taking it off. I'm putting it on the table. I'm just maybe dropping it at his feet.
You're gonna be Antonio Brown in that Bucks game.
Yeah,
just take off your clothes and prance around and leave.
I got seven jobs.
I said I was sore. Damn it.
Yeah, I got seven jobs. You know, I'm out here. You know, I'm sorry. I don't get to practice every day here, but you know,
we can tell.
Yeah. I'm leaving that. I'm quitting on that guy.
Looks like Mr. Broad is doing a lot of podcasting. Not a lot of practice time for
not
the
a
music.
Lot of practice time, yeah. A lot of practice time.
I thought it was kind of a jam, too. The tune overall.
I thought they did a pretty good job.
Just had a bad mix. I needed more volume on the microphones.
I go to church at 8 a.m. on Sundays. We have no music because we can't sing, but I appreciate people that can. So I feel bad. I really do feel bad for these folks.
Music-free environment?
Yeah, I do. I go. The service lasts 45 minutes because there's no music.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, man.
45 minutes. Me and Pops sit there and just, here we go. Blessings. Goodbye. You know, 45 minutes. We're
out of
it.
And
we can turn to Psalms 23.
Yeah, exactly.
The over there. Yeah. I'm looking.
Like, we're all looking at our watches. He's up there giving the talk. And everybody's kind of looking at their watch. Kind of like, okay, let's wrap this thing up. Let's go.
All right. Speaking of that. That is it, Sandler with Dawson, our current G-Bag of the Day champion. Is it Ozzie Guillen?
Meanwhile, you go to my church, you say, I'm almost done here. That's three more hours.
No, I mean,
done here.
Brought us his clock watching in a 45-minute service. Unbelievable.
Chief hasn't done that since sixth grade.
Some
class up in there.
Seriously.
Pastor calls out choir for not jamming. I'm going to go with the champ here,
the
Chief.
The champ?
Yeah.
Good for you, man.
I'm going with the champ as well.
How about you, Lucius?
Just to make it interesting, I'm going to go with the pastor. R.I.P. Rich Homie Quine. Y'all quit playing with them drugs out here, man. It's not what's up. It's not what's up. Because it's not clear. It's not, you know,
who did lose?
Rich Homie Quine. Oh. Rich Homie Quine.
Okay.
Sorry. Out the game.
Well, Chuck.
Be careful. R.I.P., brother. Rest his soul.
I think I got to go with the champ here.
3-1.
Vote for Fat Umps.
By a score of 3-1-1, and you're still your G-Bag of the Day
champion.
Strikes
on a super old it.
That's a bar, man.
Football and food coming up, Chief?
Yeah, that's what America does, right? Especially in Kansas City, Minnesota, and Chicago. Which of these pass the sniff test next year in the nation?
Oh, thank you very much, Lucius. G-Bag Nation here, 105.3 The Fan. Rangers pregame tonight, 6:30. Angels and Ronnie are in town. Going to have a big old, group hug tomorrow with Ron and Elvis retiring as a Ranger. It'll be a majestic Friday. Anyway, we'll be at Buffalo Wild Wings. Hope you can join us. Here's the Chief.
Yeah, that's perfect. Welcome to football and food. That's what America does. And tomorrow it'll be what the fan does with the KNC Masterpiece and then the G-Bag Nation dueling remote shows from Buffalo Wild Wings. It's going to be a full-on football Friday takeover at B-Dubs off Lemon here in Dallas. I'm excited. I am going to do the long-awaited wing challenge. I was supposed to do it in Oxnard. Mm-hmm. Things got away from us.
They did.
The rigors of training camp, the schedule changes.
Maybe the quality of wing not very good.
Yeah, well, I was a little bit down on that.
I think there were a couple times we went to some wing places and we looked at them and they were kind of, as Dawson would say, kind of mid.
That'll rattle you.
Yeah, kind of mid.
And we just pretty much said
they were kind of
any
mid.
Opportunity to go to dinner, it was Spencer McKenzie's.
Let's do that. No, we went to places that like the legitimate seafood stuff, but the wings that we tried, it was kind of mid.
Well, I'm going to go the 3-minute wing challenge for reference. Joey Chestnut, the greatest American eater in the history of the world, he had 38 wings in 3 minutes. So that's like the highest of bars.
Holy cow.
Now, the South Carolina Gamecock, who just crushed it at a local wing spot in South Carolina, he had 20. He won the challenge. He had 20 wings in 3 minutes. So
pretty
that's
impressive.
Just kind of the general context of what we're going. Obviously,
man, I think anything in double digits is great.
Yeah, I think I'll walk out of there with my head held high if I at least had double digits. I'll feel real good if I got to 15. I'll be like, hey,
as you should.
Yeah, like you kind of
15 would be
toe-to-toe.
Be a good mark.
I think you're going over.
Over 15?
Yeah, because I sat there with you. Where were we? We were at the last week. We're at Shell Shack, right?
That's right.
Yeah, we were.
And there was probably 10.
Probably 10.
In front, I had one, you had 9, and those were gone quick.
Yeah.
Within three minutes, you think?
Not within 3 minutes.
But they were gone quick.
Right. Now, when you say gone, how do you make a ruling on these things? Are there no chicken morsels allowed?
I would like to think that I'm going to be like my toughest critic on that. Like, I'm passionate about don't leave any meat on the bone. Let's not be disrespectful.
Is there official rules for eaters that
at the end of it, you guys can count them up. And if you guys want to discard a couple because you think there was too much meat left on the bone, then, you know, so be it. I'm not going to be half eating these wings. Okay.
Can you order all flats? Is that possible?
Yes, you can.
If I could do all flats, that would help.
I'm checking the official wing eating rules.
Yeah, I think there's got to be some kind of clarification that, like, okay, you can only have so much left.
Yeah.
You can't, yeah.
You got to go cartilage like Choppy does.
No, yeah, I think we just have to honor system here, and if you feel in your heart that that wing has too much meat left on the bone when the clock strikes 3 minutes, then, hey, we'll discard it.
I believe in you, man. I do believe you're one of our three best eaters.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, Brian, you bringing your three best?
Yeah, Broadus, you got three best?
I'll bring my three best.
Perfect. Tolo's come and watch that. Well, maybe we'll do it at 2:20 tomorrow during the Survivor or something like that. 3 minutes, we're out, but that'll be B-Dubs tomorrow. Looking forward to that.
Oh, Survivor Day tomorrow, right?
Yeah, get your pick ready.
Oh, geez.
You want to go Chiefs or Ravens? You better get that in now.
Speaking of football and food, we go around the NFL with some of the newest menu items. We know that our very own Dallas Cowboys have the pizza burger, which really took the entire sport by storm just a week ago. But
insane to see it.
Teams are starting to try and level up here. What do you guys think of the Minnesota Vikings unveiling the lobster and the lobster mac and cheeseburger? So cheeseburger as you know it, but it's with a Vikings Minnesota style melted cheese.
The Juicy Lucy.
Yeah, but they got cheese all over this thing. And then they got a good-sized lobster. That just feels like, hey, if the Baltimore Ravens are doing this, sign me up.
Yeah,
the Minnesota Vikings, are we getting good lobster there? I don't know.
Even if the Patriots wanted to do it,
Patriots,
Boston.
Yeah, Patriots did this, I would feel.
Or there you go, yeah.
Hey, hot take here. In terms of the mac and cheese.
Crab cakes would be Baltimore.
Yes, they would be.
Good call. Thank you. Good correction.
Give me the crab mac and cheese over the lobster mac and cheese.
I respect your opinion on that.
Wow. I think the sweetness of the lobster really helps the mac and cheese.
Honestly, you use some Dungeness crab, sweeter.
I think you might be right. Yeah, good call.
There is a photo. Thank you, Carter. If you guys want to see that on the fan cam there, you can see what that sort of looks like. I mean, it's certainly passing the eye test.
Looks good, Brian.
You also are going to have a buttermilk brine chicken thigh coleslaw tzatziki and Nashville hot sauce. It's just like a good old-fashioned Nashville hot chicken sando there in Minnesota as well. It looks pretty
chicken
good.
Chicken sando with tzatziki sauce?
Tzatziki,
yeah. Greek?
It's like a cucumber yogurt.
Yeah, cucumber yogurt on that. That seems kind of strange.
I don't know. Yeah, they look like a blue cheese
ranch. Are they playing on the ranch deal here?
It doesn't say anything about ranch.
No, but I'm saying, are they playing on the ranch?
Oh, I got you. Yeah. Their own twist on a ranchy kind of blue cheesy kind of deal. Yeah, that's what it looks like. It looks like blue cheese to me. In Kansas City, you can get the carne asada waffle fries. We've seen this done before. The staying power of a fry in chilly temperatures of Kansas City doesn't seem like that. That's a September order if you're going to Arrowhead. You're not buying that in December and expecting those fries to last longer than 5 seconds. So be careful there. You have at the Commanders games, okay, as you might be getting urinated on or something because of the piping at FedEx Field.
Maybe fecal matter. What did I say?
Fecal matter.
I'm short-circuiting.
No, the fecal does matter.
Poo chili is what you're getting there, huh?
You could get poo chili.
Poo chili.
Raising Hail nachos, smoked brisket, cheese, jalapenos, onions, and barbecue aioli in the stadium container. So that's like a nice little, you know, you're carrying FedEx Field. Literally, you're carrying around feces field, if you will, as you load your nachos into
it. Oh, so this is like ice cream helmet?
Yeah, ice cream helmet. That's sort of the idea, but it's the stadium.
I still need to do that. Gosh.
Why would they want to do anything with that stadium?
We talk about that for 3 years.
We do. We talk about it, and we walk by the thing every damn time. And I'm like, I'm going to do this one time. And you're like, someone needs to say, you're not. Just, you're not. We keep walking by. You're not.
You're not going
to
do it.
You're not going to do it.
You're not a man of your word.
Keep walking is what you're going to do.
Yeah.
I like this one. This one makes a ton of sense. The Chicago Bears at Soldier Field, you'll be able to get the Bear Claw Pretzel.
Okay.
So it's a giant, pretzel as you know it, but it's in the like Bear Claw donut style. Looks like a catcher's mitt.
There you go.
Could I get some donut glazing maybe and some...
If you want somebody to glaze that thing for you, you know, we could probably get that done. Bullchuck, tag along.
I got you. I'll glaze it for you, Brian.
For Dawson.
That's okay. For Dawson, not for
by the way,
everyone's getting stupid glazing.
Not going to say that.
You might not glaze it for Bros, but no more glazing talk.
You're looking at 90% of the wing must be finished. You can leave the skin flap, by the way.
What is the skin flap?
That's usually something that I want to go ahead and take down.
Mm.
Big skin guy.
Speaking of more food around the NFL right now, the Kelce mix cereal, Reese's Puffs, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and Lucky Charms all in the same box. It's out and about now.
Are they selling
stores.
The Chiefs games?
Yeah, wow. I don't think they're selling that at Arrowhead now.
We should be able to get a bowl of cereal.
Wanted to throw that out there that is something that's taking place.
Just grind up the cereal and use it for dust.
Yeah, grind it up and throw it in the bowl.
Hey, here's newly signed center, big money center, Creed Humphrey of the Chiefs, telling you that he didn't go crazy with his signing bonus money that he just received, but he did take the O-line in Kansas City out for a meal, and this is kind of how that meal went.
I mean, you got steaks everywhere. Okay. You got probably 20 appetizers on the table. You got dessert coming. You got so much food, and it's impressive to watch some of the guys eat that stuff. It's pretty insane what guys can put in their body.
What are the sides? Give me the sides. What are the sides?
The sides.
You're gonna have mashed potatoes, au gratin potatoes, French fries, mac and cheese. Cream corn, cream spinach. I mean, you're getting everything. There's lobster on the table. I mean, it's a feast now.
It is, man. He said just steaks everywhere. Like that was just a perfect way to start.
Steaks
like just
everywhere.
You're just sort of surrounded by steaks. You're even when you're trying to get out of them, it's like, no.
Crap, man.
More
can't
more.
Put my beer down. There's too many steaks.
Damn steaks.
Do you guys go tomahawk? Everywhere. You just straight tomahawk that thing?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, God. 100%. Yeah. And if you're one of those offensive linemen, you're like, that's all mine, and I'm just going to hold that tomahawk and eat it like that.
I think Dawson's going strip.
I mean, sell me on the tomahawk.
Dude,
what do we got?
Hey, there's steaks everywhere. You get to have a little bit of
there's
everything.
There's a ribeye there. There's a filet over here.
Okay, so you're just saying
it's just steaks everywhere.
Steak. Okay.
Yeah. I think I'd like to sample everything as long as there's steaks everywhere.
Yeah. All over the place.
Within
dude.
Reason. You can keep the
so you're
sirloin.
Like Fogo de Chao kind of thing?
Yeah. What do you like? Do you like the idea of the three different types of potatoes there? Au gratin, mashed, and the French fries? It's like it's a who's who of potato options.
Everybody's happy.
Sure.
Yeah. Give me the starch.
Yeah, somebody's going to like those potatoes au gratin.
You know, right, they will.
to each their own.
It won't be Dawson.
You'll actually like them.
I'll just say the mac and cheese overall.
NFL news of the day coming up. Thanks, Chief. Where are we going, Wolchuk?
We got Gronk defending Dak, the playmaker, and how have repeat champions fared in their season opener? That's next in the nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.